Good morning, it's Mitch Gaynor once again from Glasshouse Country and Mullaney News and the Sentinel newspaper. We've got a whole bunch of really interesting stuff happening across the region this week. Up at Glasshouse, we've got the Planning Minister, Jared Blair, who's made a second call in for a major development up there. This is for Coochin Fields Festival. Council had issues with that site and that proposal for what would have been, you know, Australia's largest festival site, and the ministers come in and call that in. So it looks like they might be taking control of whether that goes ahead or not. So look out for that story. Even though we've been going through a patch of beautiful weather, especially this weekend, we've talked to a bunch of tradies who've been struggling through what has been a lot of wet weather up until now. They're just, you know, you think about small businesses, these guys just can't work and they're, you know, losing thousands of dollars as they sit there still having to pay their overheads. So we just talk about what they've been going through and how they've tried to pivot and adapt to that situation. We've also got a story about a proposed park up at Mullaney. There's quite a few concerns amongst the community that they've not been given enough time to have their say. Councillor Winston Johnson up there says that there has been plenty of time and that people have time to have their say. So have a look out for that story as well. And there's also an environmental story about concerns about funding that's been pulled from the Environmental Defenders Office. And we talk about what the implications of that might be. Now, the big news, though, is this weekend we've got the Mullaney Show, which is on Friday and Saturday. It's a long weekend up here. Look, the weather's looking great. Be great for people outside the region and inside to head along from Friday. There's so much going on and it's going to be a really great couple of days and supporting probably the state's best agricultural show. Over at the Sentinel, we've been following the issue with the lack of doctors at Kilcoy Hospital, and we've been reached out to by a number of people who've gone there on weekends only to find that there's no doctor on location. This is despite assurances that there was a local doctor available on weekends and after hours. So we talk about what some of the issues are there and what's been going wrong. You would have heard that Terry Young has been officially confirmed as the winner of the seat of Longman. I think that was one of the last federal electorates to get decided. So we talked to him about what that means. It was a nail-biting count, and I think he's won by just a few hundred votes. We've also got a story about more dog parks for Moreton Bay region. And it's a long ways away, but tickets for Woodford Folk Festival have been released early this year, I think in the hope of just getting people interested and engaged with probably the country's biggest and most iconic music festival. So plenty going along across both papers. Have a read. They're out from this Tuesday, and there's plenty more, and I'll see you again next week. This is Mitch on 101.5.